Earlier this month, John Huntsman Jr. returned to Utah after a 2-year stint as U.S. ambassador to Russia. The former Utah governor was just a few months into his second term in 2009 when he was tapped by the Obama administration to be ambassador to China. Now he's mulling a third bid for the governor's mansion. KUER's Nicole Nixon talked with Huntsman about his time in Russia and began by asking about a possible gubernatorial bid.
It was the honor of my lifetime for Mary Kay and I to represent the people of Utah's governor. We loved it. It's a position where you can actually solve problems and look to the future and try to anticipate trends and deal with them through public policy, and I love that. I think we'll have an answer in the next few weeks. I do know that for sure. But we're giving it serious consideration.
What are you weighing? Like, what would you consider in this decision?
The only thing you weigh in this kind of decision is, do you add value as opposed to dead weight? If you can come in and do something that is worthwhile to elevate and lift people and communities and the state in anticipating the challenges ahead due to growth, air challenges, transportation, education, then I think it's totally debatable. And so I did it before, and I think we left a legacy of a lot of innovation. We took ideas from all sides. We tried to do it in the best of the Utah tradition, and that is you don't let blind partisanship get in your way. You just get the job done. That's kind of what we're going to weigh it on.
It has been 10 years since you were last in the governor's mansion. How is Utah different now, and what challenges do you think the state faces now that it didn't 10 years ago, whether you run for governor or not?
Well, we have a million more people. We've got rural counties, to be sure, but most of our population lives on a contiguous corridor. I mean, shoehorning a million new people in the growth corridor is a real challenge. And when you do that without properly anticipating what the needs are going to be, you find yourself behind the growth curve instead of ahead of the growth curve, which is where everybody wants to be.
You left less than a year into your second term to go be ambassador to China. And if you do decide to run for governor, you already have a few critics who would say you already had your chance and you left to go do this other thing across the globe. What would you say to those people? How would you respond to that?
Well, we had our chance. We were elected twice. The second time, we were the first statewide candidate or elected official to win every single county in the state. That had never happened before. I left because the President of the United States asked me to take on a very important and sensitive assignment. I was raised with the idea that when your president asks you to do something, you salute and try to help. So I would not change that. I'd do it all over again. But it's not about having a chance. It's about what the people want. Because the people ultimately are the final arbiters of politics. You put your name out, if they like it, if they think your ideas are sound, and if they connect with them, they're going to put you in office. That's not your chance. That's what the people want.
Would you ever consider running for Senate?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Well, I don't think I have the patience to do that, quite frankly. You're in a big body. It's highly partisan. The results are very, very few. And I like to be where you're close to people. Where you're able to work with different disparate groups in solving big problems. I found that to be the most incredibly satisfying thing in politics. I haven't been in elective politics that much. It was just as governor. But I have to say that being governor is the best job in the world.
So you recently came back from 2 years in Russia where you served as ambassador. What was it like being in the middle of these two countries that have this very tense relationship, especially with all of the drama around the 2016 election?
It was mission impossible. You try to make it mission possible because there's some things that two nuclear superpowers have to do to avoid war and conflict, which would be a horrible outcome. It was a little bit like managing the U.S.-China relationship, which I did under the last administration, mm-hmm. with more drama. In the sense that the Mueller probe was playing out, in the sense that there had been highly charged political issues in the aftermath of the election meddling of 2016, in the sense that Putin is a masterful statesman in that he knows how to use power in a very detrimental way, in tripping people up and in advancing the cause of his regime. So working in those conditions was about the most challenging thing I've ever done.
Did you see much of Vladimir Putin?
I saw him.
What was that relationship like?
He's a very interesting person. He's very unassuming. At the negotiating table, he's very understated. Sometimes it's hard to hear him on the other side of the table. He's so understated. Mm. But he's shrewd, and that belies a very keen sense of determination. He has been at this job for 20 years. He knows how to get what he wants. And he's been very, very shrewd in making Russia and Putinism relevant on the world stage, whether it's the Middle East or certain other corners of the world, pursuing a goal that is basically to recoup the glory of the Soviet years.
I want to ask one more question about possibly running for governor. If you do, one of your strongest Republican opponents would be the Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. You're both moderate Republicans. You're both fairly popular in Utah. How would you handle that competition?
Well, I'll let you know if we get in the race.
Okay, sounds good. Ambassador John Hudson, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to see you, Nicole. Thanks for the time.